Q&A time. It's the fifth thing. This is a little extra bonus Four Things podcast episode where I answer questions that I've gotten from you after you've either listened to the podcast or maybe listened to something on the Bobby Bone Show, or maybe you're just curious about something from me. So you never know when your question is going to get read. So I'm going to start with my first question from Tanya. Hey, Amy, love your podcast and the inspiring things that you share. I have a question from your interview with Eddie. Amongst all of the amazing talk about fostering, he mentioned he had changed his diet in the past year due to health issues related to inflammation. I have rheumatoid arthritis and would love to know what Eddie is doing specifically. I've seen lots of information about the Mediterranean diet being a good lifestyle for rheumatoid, but wanted to know if Eddie could share what he was doing. Thanks for all of your positivity and inspiration, Tanya. So Tanya, I reached out to Eddie to confirm what he shared on the podcast, and he said he was following the autoimmune protocol. It's the AIP diet, and it's designed to help reduce inflammation in the body and to relieve symptoms of autoimmune disorder. So I don't know if that helps, but I personally haven't ever followed it, but when I was looking it up for you after Eddie told me, I saw that it's like a stricter version of the paleo diet. So definitely worth Googling, checking out, and trying. I mean, food can be very healing to the body. A lot of times altering the way that we eat can make significant changes. It can even take people off certain medications that they're on. Now, I am one that I have a balance between, you know, a more holistic approach and a doctor approach. So Eastern and Western, I'm a fan of both, but I do know that food can affect our body in crazy ways and also heal our body. So definitely check it out. See if it's something that could work for you, Tanya. And speaking of Eddie, he was on talking about becoming a foster parent, and y'all just loved that episode. And it's one of my favorites too, quite honestly. And we're doing like a replay episode on the Bobby Bone Show, and that's one that I chose to feature. I don't know if it has aired yet, but the Bobby Bone Show has a podcast replay channel, and they're starting to sprinkle in some, like, you know, teasers for podcasts that we have. Like Eddie has a podcast with Ray and Lunchbox called The Sore Losers, which you could check out. And then Bobby Bones has the podcast called The Bobby Cast. And then I have Four Things with Amy Brown. And then my friend Kelly has Velvet's Edge. And my friend Caroline has Get Real, which is an awesome podcast. So all great things to check out, but they're just putting in different teasers, and I chose to feature my Eddie interview. And then I did another one with my husband where we talk about love. And anyway, but back to Eddie being one of my favorite ones about foster care. There were so many of you that responded to that, and it was just really neat to see how it touched you or encouraged you or maybe planted a seed for maybe you to look into being a foster parent. And we had something super cool. Eddie like went to Walmart and he got accused of stealing baby formula, because he was gifted some baby formula, but it was the wrong kind for his foster baby. So he returned it. And the woman there was like, did you buy this for real or did you steal it? Because he didn't have a receipt. And he's like, no, I didn't steal it. But y'all, stealing formula is such a thing. It's like a really big deal. And my friend Michelle, who used to work for this guy that's now like a big wig at Walmart, I guess word got back to Walmart that Eddie had shared that story on the air that he got accused of stealing. And Walmart was like, oh no, that's horrible. Like, we need to make that up to him. And my friend Michelle reached out to me and said that her friend that works at Walmart said he really wanted to make it right. And they wanted to, you know, make a donation to foster care on behalf of Eddie and then give his family a gift card. And Walmart followed through. They straight up did that. A representative called into the show, and none of this is like planned or anything. It's just crazy how it worked out. And they made a donation, $10,000, to a foster care 501c3 of Eddie's choice. And then they gave Eddie's family a $1,000 gift card. But my friend Michelle was also saying that her friend that works for Walmart definitely confirmed that stealing baby formula is a thing, and it is something they have to watch out for. So the person working at Walmart, you know, was just doing their job, but unfortunately accused Eddie of stealing. And Eddie was like, what? Do I look like a thief? Oh, which, speaking of, I was getting a pedicure and I saw this woman next to me had a house arrest ankle bracelet on, and it was in the pedicure water. So I guess those things are waterproof, which makes sense. They have to be, because I guess if you're on house arrest, you would have to be able to take a shower or a bath But I was just sitting next to her, and the whole time I was very curious, like, I wonder why she has to wear that ankle bracelet. Like, what did she do? Because she did not look like a criminal. I don't know. Maybe she stole some baby formula at some point, and now she's out on house arrest, but she's able to leave her house to go get a pedicure. I don't know. But anyway, thank you, Tanya, for the email about Eddie. And if you do try out the AIP diet, let us know how it works for you. Next question is from Kinsley. Hey, Amy, I was wondering if you could please share your at-home infrared sauna. I know you said the one you bought is an investment, but I can't find anywhere in my area that offers it. So Kinsley, yes, definitely something that was a treat. It was a gift from my husband for our anniversary, but I had been asking for it for a while. But honestly, my husband and I both use it. And there is a sweat house here in Nashville. And when you add up what we would spend if we were members there, this is definitely, yeah, a good purchase for us. And I got it from Sunlighten. If you go to sunlighten.com, you can see all the different saunas that they have to offer. And sometimes they have a sale. I know that my husband got mine when they were doing some promotional sale. So you could, you know, keep your eye on, you know, whatever sauna you think you might get. And then wait for it to go on sale, like sign up for an email blast or something, and maybe you'll get a discount or something. But mine is the tube one that you get into. It's not like the big stand-up one that you get in. It's like this little tube. I crawl in and pull it over my body, and then there's a little towel, and it gets so hot, and I come out of that thing like totally sweating like crazy, but also feeling amazing. Next question is from Valerie. Hey, Amy, would love to know what kind of dry shampoo you use and how to make your hairdo extend a few days after shampooing. So this is a question I get so much that I've addressed it in the Four Things podcast. I've addressed it here in the fifth thing, but I'm like, okay, maybe people are missing it. So I'm going to go ahead and address it here real quick. Drybar has an amazing dry shampoo that I like. I also like a brand called Rockstar. It's a black can with a green lid. They make a travel size, which is great. All of these brands do. I love Not Your Mother's Hair Care Dry Shampoo. That one you can find at like Walgreens. Oribe also has a good one. That's how you spell that, is O-R-I-B-E, Oribe. There's a lot that are out there, but I would say if I had to come up with a list, those would be at the top of my list, and I kind of rotate depending on where I buy what and what I have in my cabinet. And then a tip for dry shampooing is to spray it in your hair before you go to bed. And then when you wake up in the morning, brush it out. So that'll help like soak up the oils while you sleep. So Valerie, I hope that helps. Next question is from Caitlin. Hey, Amy, love listening to the Bobby Bone Show as well as your podcast. You talked about your family's Alabama mac and cheese yo recipe and how we can find it on you and your sister's old blog, One Plum Tree, but that website is not available anymore, so I can't find your recipe. I was wondering if you could tell us what it is. Okay, Caitlin, you're so true. My sister and I totally did not realize that oneplumtree.com had expired, but we got it back up and running. So we were just together over the 4th of July and we made it a priority. We're like, we got to figure this out. So if it's still working, you should be able to find it at oneplumtree.com and just search for Alabama mac and cheese yo. If for whatever reason there's a glitch and that is not working, I made it as part of my highlights page on Instagram. So you can just go to @RadioAmy. Look at the highlights, and I've got the recipe up there for Alabama mac and cheese yo because it's our family's recipe and it is so legit. Like, again, I'm not big on having dairy, but this iron skillet full of goodness is full of all the dairy, and it's amazing. And that's a time where I just don't care because it tastes so good and it's amazing. So yeah, there's two ways you can find it, and fingers crossed oneplumtree.com is working now. And then if not, go to my highlights page. Next question is from Jennifer, and she's asking about my homemade deodorant. She said that she feels good using it, and it actually works so much better for her than traditional store-bought deodorant, but there's a problem when traveling. It melts because it's so hot, so what do you do with your deodorant to keep it from melting? She said she even tried putting it in a cooler. But it's not easy to go everywhere with a cooler, which, Jennifer, I totally get that. I mean, It's hard. The struggle's real because one of the main ingredients is coconut oil. And what happens to coconut oil when it's in any sort of heat? It melts. So I would just put mine in a really tight container. And once I would get to where I was going, I would either throw it in a little refrigerator for a little bit or at least get it at room temperature and just give it a good stir and stir it. And then I would just put it on kind of really liquidy and messy. And I know that that's gross, but I really don't have any other solution for you other than, yeah, carrying around the cooler, which I get is not ideal. And maybe for traveling, you go ahead and take like a store-bought bar brand that is going to stay more intact, or the milk and honey one that I love that is very similar to my homemade one. I order it on Amazon. It's milk and honey, vanilla and coconut flavored. It's so yummy, but it's been harder and harder for me to find, to be quite honest. And I feel like when I am ordering it, it's getting more expensive because I think maybe they're discontinuing it or something, but that one doesn't melt. So I tend to use that one for sure if I haven't made a fresh batch at home. The milk and honey one, for whatever reason, whatever they put in there, it doesn't melt. But I tell you, it's pretty much the same ingredients. So yeah, you just got to roll with it, Jennifer. I know it's not ideal, but sometimes in the summer months, you just got to come up with an alternative or carry a different kind of deodorant if you don't want to walk around with a cooler. Now, this next question is from Ashley, and I've been getting this a lot. So I'm assuming that maybe some of you have come to Nashville or you're planning to come to Nashville. I mean, it is a top tourist destination. I mean, Nashville is full of tourists all the time. I'm pretty sure it's like the top bachelorette party destination. It even beats out like Vegas and Austin, Texas, and other cool places that people go. And let me tell you, I see families here all the time visiting. I see, yeah, brides-to-be walking around with their tiara and their matching shirts and like all the things. There's just a lot to do here. So I thought I would go over, especially since I get this question a lot, things to do in Nashville. And this is going to be the last thing that I address. So if you're not planning on coming to Nashville and this doesn't interest you, well, you can go ahead and peace out right now if you want to. But hopefully y'all listen to the cool things and then you'll come visit this really cool city because obviously there's a lot to do. This question is specifically from Ashley, and she says, "Hey, Amy, I love the podcast, Espoir, and all the things. I'm planning a family-friendly trip to Nashville at the end of the summer and would love some tips. I enjoy the stories you share about the things that your sweet family of four finds to do around town. My daughter is 10, and we are huge country fans, and we want to see all the fun spots and the hidden gems. Love your views on things and appreciate a family-friendly radio show and podcast." So, Ashley, here you go. Some things to do in Nashville. You got the Country Music Hall of Fame. You have the Opry and the Ryman. Those are all classics to go to for a reason. If you can catch a show at the Opry or the Ryman, that would be awesome. And then the Country Music Hall of Fame is just cool to tour. You can check out a writer's round. Those can be found at various places, but specifically the Bluebird Cafe, which is usually hard to get into. There's always a line, but maybe you can figure out a way to make it work. There's also the Listening Room Cafe, which is easier to get into there to see one, or Douglas Corner Cafe, all venues that usually have something in their lineups each night. Also, just found out about the Cumberland Caverns. That's something that we are definitely going to go do. It's about an hour and a half away, and you can tour underground caves. You can even watch a concert 333 feet below the ground in their own cave concert hall, which sounds amazing. There's the Frist Art Museum, which offers a great kids section where parents and kids can learn and create different styles of art. My kids personally love it up there. There's also Cheekwood Botanical Gardens, which is an awesome place to check out. If it's not too hot, it's fun to walk through all the different seasonal exhibits and gardens. There's the Adventure Science Center. There's hiking around Radnor Lake. You got the Nashville Farmers Markets. Those are always fun to hit up. The Nashville Zoo. My kids personally love the kangaroos. And then popular places to eat and maybe grab a treat. I guess before we get to food, I should say that your daughter's 10, so can't go into the bars on Broadway, but it would be cool for her to walk up and down Broadway and just like see all the different people playing music and just people watch if you're into that. So I would recommend doing that as well. Some good places to eat. Definitely check out Monell's in Germantown. It's family style food where you can choose to be sat with strangers. So it's a great way to make friends. You get a traditional Southern cooked dinner. There's also a fun place called Pinewood Social where you can bowl and eat. Like, it's a really swanky bowling alley with really amazing food. My kids personally love Five Points Pizza for pizza. And then for burgers, they love Burger Up. Definitely get the truffle fries if you go there. Five Daughters Bakery is a must for most visitors. That's where you can get donuts. They have what we are now know to be cronuts, kind of like the croissant donut situation, that's really good. It's in a popular location in 12 South. There's one in East Nashville. But if you want more things to walk around and do, you can check out the 12 South location. It's a very walkable neighborhood. And although it didn't originate from Nashville, you definitely should check out Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. There's so many fun flavors to choose from, and it's summertime and it's so hot. And they literally let you sample like every single kind of ice cream. When my kids go in there, I'm like, okay, kids, please limit yourself to three samples this time. It's embarrassing. That's also on 12 South. There's also one in East Nashville, but again, 12 South is that walkable neighborhood. And then while you're in 12 South, you should definitely check out Frothy Monkey, because it's a really cute coffee shop, and you never know if you might see, you know, someone there writing their next big country song while you're just hanging out at Frothy Monkey. So there you go. That is my last question for the day. And if y'all ever visit Nashville, you feel free to email if you've got any questions about other places that you want to check out.